Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org. Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Dr. Luana is the president and founder of A Touch From Above. Her burden for America has caused her to dedicate 25 acres to build a place of prayer, Prayer Mountain in Ramona, California, where God's people come from all over the world and pray. It's exciting to see. We also have a university to equip God's people, a church, and this radio program, which reaches millions daily. Dr. Luana's conviction is to always preach the whole counsel of God. As she is ministering, the Holy Spirit is moving upon the hearts of the people to turn them back to Him. Together we can reach the world. Thank you again for listening. We appreciate you. Please contact us at touchfromabove.org, atouchfromabove.org. And now it's time to set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. Now, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch From Above, right from Ramona, California. God richly bless you. Well, if you missed yesterday's message, don't forget, they'll be up on our website, atouchfromabove.org. You can click on radio, turn your radio on, and you can listen to all the sermons there absolutely free of charge. You can download them. You can share them. I'm telling you, God is so awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, this is Finish Well Part 2. The Apostle Paul, we were talking about, he is speaking to Timothy, telling him, you know what, he's got to finish the race. And so many times, the natural man wants to quit. You know, I've been saved for 43 years. And you know what? I want to be more on fire at the end than at the beginning. I don't want to get this mundane religious spirit and suddenly church just becomes like, oh, yeah, it's Sunday. I got to go to church, you know. Oh, yeah, I got to go pray. Oh, well, no, 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 no. You see, Jesus rebuked, and I shared that in our Finish Well number one, part one, about Jesus speaking to the Laodicean church. Laodicean church, they just had church as usual, mundane, lukewarm. They didn't even know they were blind. They were miserable. They were naked, you know, and Jesus is telling them, hey, you guys need to get it together here. And then he goes on in Titus, and they're telling, I mean, when I read this word, it just shocks me. He's telling to hold fast to the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convict those who contradict. We live in a time and a generation today where you have so many, you know, it's kind of really shocking sometimes where Christians, you have sinners singing Christian songs, and you have Christians sing, and you have sinners singing Christian songs, and you have Christians singing worldly songs. It's like, hey, wait a minute, something ain't right here. You have pastors trying to be life coaches, and then you have life coaches trying to be pastors. I mean, it's so turned around, you know, and the only thing that's going to keep you and I in the days ahead is you've got to hold on to the Word of God. You have got to hold on with all your heart, because we have a race to complete and we have a race to finish. And, you know, you don't have to come in first place, but you do have to get past the finish line. You know, I used to run track and field in school. I used to love sports. And it was amazing. I ran two different things. I ran the mile, and then I ran the baton, where you pass the baton. And so you run a certain lap, and then you pass that baton, and then you run, you know. So our coach would make us run. And of course, you're only running one lap when you're passing the baton. But he would say, run another lap, run another lap. And why did he do that? Especially when we were running the mile. You know, he would make us run more than a mile. We'd end up running 2, sometimes 3 miles. And the reason he did that was he was trying to get us past that quitting stage. You know, you start to run, I got a cramp in my side. No, you got to get past that. The same thing with Christianity. You got to get past the hype. Sometimes I see Christians, and God bless their little hearts. And sometimes they've been saved for a while, you know, and then they go, Pastor, I just don't feel God anymore. I just don't feel his presence. And the first thing I ask them, well, what are you doing? And the reason they don't feel his presence is because the Bible says sin separates us from our God. So I go, well, what are you doing? What? And they look at me like a bull at a new gate. Huh? What? I said, what are you doing? What are you doing with your time? And then I just ask him straight out, are you sleeping with your girlfriend? Are you sleeping with your boyfriend? I said, okay, are you halfway sleeping with him? Because Christians don't like to tell the whole truth sometimes. So are you playing hanky-panky? Are you having sex without having sexual intercourse? And then they look at me like, I said, no, the reason you're not feeling God's presence is because you keep compromising. You can't compromise and expect to feel God's presence. The Bible says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. This is why you have to hold on to the plow of God. Keep your eyes focused on the cross. Don't look to the right. Don't look to the left. And you've got to run with endurance. And you've got to keep running. When I ran that mile, you know what? I didn't think about who was coming up beside me. I never even thought to look to the side. I just would keep my eyes forward, go around. Oh, almost one lap. Keep running. 2 laps, 3 laps. And then that fourth lap, I'm telling you what, my head would cock back. My arms would get wider. And I'm telling you what, I'd shake them more. It was like jets in my legs. And I would take off running like never before that last lap so I could get ahead. You see, you got to finish. You got to finish. You can't quit. You can't quit. You can't quit. You can't quit. When I read in the Word of God and I see that many that have buckled under the pressure of the world. But you know what? Let me tell you something. Daniel did not buckle under the opposition when they said, we're going to throw you into the lion's den. You know, Daniel stood his ground, and Daniel wouldn't bow. And he continued to pray. And you know what? Even putting him in the lion's den, Daniel stood his ground. And while in the lion's den, he prayed. In the midst of your trial, you've got to pray. What about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? What about that fiery furnace that everybody so well knows? You know what? They didn't stop. They didn't cower down. They didn't say, oh, I can't do this. Oh, no, I'm backing down. No. They said, whether we're saved or not, we're going in that fire. And you know what? We're not going to give in. We're not going to give up. And we're not going to bow down. And you know what? And God was with them and delivered them. What about the mother of Moses? When all the kids were supposed to be killed, and she said, I ain't killing my boy. And she made a basket and put pitch and tar on it. And then she puts Moses in that, as a baby, in that little basket. And he goes down the river. You see, God is a good God. God is a good God. God is a good God. And if you and I would just complete the race that he has set before us, I'm telling you, you've got to keep your eyes focused on the cross. You know, like I said, I've been saved 43 years. And I remember starting the project at the Prayer Mountain. Was it hard? Yes, it was hard. You know, when we first started, you know, I'm not old, but we always say three old ladies cutting down weeds for 3 months. I'm telling you, that's what we did because I was getting a major use permit. I wasn't allowed to do anything at all. So I said, you know what? We're not stopping. So I have an old pickup truck and I have a tractor. And I said, you know what? Get the machetes out. Get the rakes out. You know what? We're cutting weeds down. We're going to make trails. We're going to make brick walls with rock. We're going to make flower bed areas. And we're not stopping. You know what? The devil is a liar and so is his boyfriend. And we ain't stopping. And the devil is defeated in Jesus' name. And we just got in there. We got our work gloves. We got our work shoes on. And we went to town in that place. And we just cut and trimmed and cut and trimmed and dug up weeds and, you know, and planted. And we made rock walls. We made pillars. We made trails all the way around the prayer mountain. You know, and yeah, were you tired? Oh, yes. Eight hours, 9 hours. Yes, we were tired. I was very tired. I'd almost crawl off my tractor. It's like, oh, you know, people think, well, you're just on a tractor. Well, let me tell you something. When you're on a tractor 8 hours and you're moving and you're turning and you're bringing down that shovel and the dragger and you're cleaning and you're picking up junk and you're picking up rocks and you're, you know, you're doing a lot of work. And when you're getting off that tractor, you think, oh, my goodness, whew, I didn't know I was tired. Oh, my goodness. You know, you got to work hard in the kingdom of God. I like in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 10 through 12, it says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. For there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. Do you understand what he's saying? If you're going to do something, do it now. What are you waiting for? Everybody says, I'm going to do this. Well, gonna, shoulda, coulda, woulda, didn't. You know, you got to get off your duff. You got to put your hand to the plow. You got to get out a plan and you got to do it. You know, I'm an author of 4 books, A Mother's Story, Mission America, A Woman Called of God, Golden Nuggets. I'm working on another book called The Prayer Mountain. And, you know, you can't believe what God has done. And so I'm working on that book now. And I'm working on another one, When Your Heart is Hit, Don't Quit. You know, if I don't sit down and look at my calendar and say, okay, I'm going to give 30 minutes to writing in this one, and I'm going to give 30 minutes to this one. But what I do is I sit down with my notebook and I make a double plan. What do I mean by that? I plan what I want to write about. And I write on one of them, when your heart is hit, don't quit. Then I write points of what I want to make each chapter. Then I do my other book, Prayer Mountain. And then that one goes way back from the beginning, how God did a miracle. And the Prayer Mountain, a miracle of God's grace. So, but if I don't sit myself down and accomplish it, and if I don't sit down and make sure I read my Bible, and if I don't get on that prayer ground and say, okay, what's the next project? Right now we're working on a Old Testament tabernacle, full life size, up on the field. We have one big, great big field. And so because there's lots of chopped lumber up there and wood, I said, okay, guys, we got to move all of this lumber. And so I'm drawing out the plans for the Old Testament tabernacle up on that field, life size. We're talking with the Ark of the Covenant. So I'm drawing out all the plans. I'm drawing out the curtains, the priests, their garments, their outfits, their crowns, their breastplates, because it's going to be life size so that everyone can see. And then on the way up to the cross at the Prayer Mountain, there's a high place called the cross. I sat down last week with a wonderful gentleman. I said, okay, we've got to figure out how to put a life-size tomb because everybody goes to the cross. Everybody walks up to that cross, and it's so beautiful. And so many people are praying and they're crying out, but they forget he's alive. So when they get to that cross and then they come down, there's another area that's a beautiful little crevice where people pray. I'm going to have a life-size tomb there, and it's going to say, he is risen, he's alive. And that's the whole purpose of the cross. He's risen. He's alive in us. greater is the God who dwells within us than he that dwells in the world. And if we sit around and we just never complete the task, if you don't have a vision for God's kingdom, how can you complete anything? If all you do is go home, sit on the couch, eat bonbons, and watch TV or stay on your phone, no. I share our vision all the time at A Touch from Above. You know, there's a precious woman. She is 87 years old. Her name is Miss Karen. Do you know Miss Karen has a vision for that prayer mountain? And you know what she does? She's 87. Are you listening to me? She plants all over that prayer mountain. She goes, you know what? I'm going to plant over there by the prayer grottos. I got an idea here. I tried this, but the squirrels ate it, so that's not going to work. I'm going to try this plant. You know what? What a joy that is. And then we have another project that's going on. Daniel, who works in a heavy metal, he works metal making pipes and stuff. He said, Pastor, see that big, great big cross up there? It's in the front entrance of our prayer mountain. He said the, what do you call those things? Woodpeckers. Well, they keep making a hole in the cross because the cross is great big. It's beautiful. It's probably 25 feet high, and they keep making a hole in it. And Daniel said, you know what? I work in metal. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make a metal sleeve for that entire cross. And guess what? That's exactly what he did. Then we have another gentleman whose name is Bill, and he's in charge of the fence. So he's putting a beautiful wrought iron fence all along the property. And when he gets a free time and the team is there, he gets that done. Then there was another team this last week. Wonderful gentleman from the tribe of Paula came out to the prayer mountain. He looked at the upper part and said, you know what? We got to clear some of this stuff to make sure we're careful with the fires. So he said, you know what? God saved me. He delivered me. I was in prison. I used to be fire clearing. He said, Pastor, I'm going to do this. Get me a couple of guys. And you know what? He came last week and he was cleaning and clearing. And I went out there and I said, wow. And what a beautiful job. And he said, I'm committed to the task. You see, if you don't have a vision for the kingdom of God, then what will happen is you'll just kind of get lukewarm and you'll be like the Laodicean church in the book of Revelation. You're not going to be hot. You're not going to be cold, but you're going to be lukewarm. You'll get to that state where you don't even realize that you're naked, you're poor, you're blind, and you're miserable. You see, you have to keep your hand to God's plow. Ecclesiastic, once again, chapter 9, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. For there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. I returned and I saw under the sun that the race is not for the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. For man also does not know his time. Like fish taken in a cruel net, like a bird caught in a snare, so the sons of men are snared in an evil time when it falls suddenly upon them. You see, you have to keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it comes the issues of life. And if you don't have a purpose in the kingdom of God, I'm telling you what, I wake up with a purpose in my heart. I'm telling you, I'm not running around going, all I need is a husband. All I need is this. All I need is that. No, I don't do that. I've got a purpose. I got a destiny. I got a vision. I got a desire to see people come and pray. And you and I have to understand something. You have to just run for Jesus, be a part of A Touch from Above. I have a young lady that's all the way in Illinois. She listens to our radio program every single day. I have another young lady that's all the way in Philadelphia. She joins our morning prayer every morning, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Every morning at 6:30 a.m., we have a team of people that join our Bible reading. We finish this entire Bible in a year, and then we start all over again. You see, but some people are too lazy to get up. Oh, that's too early. Oh, my gosh. Then they get up, they brush their teeth, go to the bathroom, get dressed, head out the door, and Jesus is going, hey, what about me?
What about you? I'm too tired.
No, you got to stop. You know, because we're living in a time where I like what he says, so the sons of men are snared in an evil time What does he mean? The deceitfulness of riches, the lust for other things, come in and choke out the word. Mark chapter 4. You see, you have to be careful. We have so many psychics today trying to be prophets. Prophets trying to be psychics. Oh my gosh. You see, each one of us are going to check out of this old world where the clock no longer ticks. Eternity. You see, that is the reason for vision and purpose and preaching this gospel. Because every one, man, woman, child, is going to spend eternity somewhere. They're going to spend eternity in heaven, or they're going to spend eternity in hell. And as believers, God's word tells us over and over and over again that, you know what, we're to preach the gospel and to complete the race. You know, I know that people don't like to always hear this gospel. The gospel is sometimes really offensive, and it offends people because they hate the truth. Why? Because they belong to Satan, and hell has them bound up in wickedness, lukewarmness, and even compromise. I love you, dear one, and I'm telling you the truth. You're lukewarm. You won't go to heaven. Jesus said you need to repent. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. You see, the heart, God is knocking, knocking. He's going, you know what? You need to get back in church. You need to get back on fire. You need to join the vision and the purpose. Because if you don't have any kind of purpose and vision for God's kingdom, then you've missed the mark. You have missed the mark. Be careful. Trials, tribulation, the deceitfulness of riches. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. You see, the gospel has power. Let me read to you really quick out of the book of Acts. You know, it's talking about the early church, the Apostle Paul. Wow, what a powerful preacher. But none of these move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy. And the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And indeed, now I know that you all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, will see my face no more. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. The Apostle Paul is sharing that to the church in Ephesus. You see, he understands that Paul is about to be killed. He's about to die. He was a martyr for Jesus. They hated the Apostle Paul because everywhere he went, he made impact. You see, God wants to use you. If you're in ministry for popularity, you're in the ministry for the wrong purpose. If you're there to get rich and wealthy, no, you're in it for the wrong reason. You see, I'm in the ministry for 43 years to preach the gospel, to share this good news whether you like it or not, because I love you. And the truth will set you free. And I'm telling you today that God does not accept lukewarmness. You have to understand that Jesus is the greatest thing ever. And the Bible says, lest a man be born again, he'll never even see the kingdom of heaven. If you're not born again, you won't even make heaven your home. I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about a title. I'm not talking about a denomination. You see, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a hidden treasure in a field which a man found and hid. And for joy over it, he goes and he sells all that he has and buys that field. He's talking about the kingdom of God. You see, Jesus and his kingdom is the best thing that you could ever invest in. Oh, my goodness, it's the best thing ever. I love what I do. I wake up in the morning with joy and peace and victory. I get up this morning before 5 o'clock. Yay, I get to go to the radio today. I get to preach to millions of people on the radio all across the U.S. Oh, I'm so excited. I wonder who is God going to touch? Who is God going to save today? Pray with me right now. Say this prayer. Jesus, please forgive me. Come into my heart. Help me to run the race with endurance. I'm sorry, Jesus. I've allowed the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust for the things. I've allowed it to come in. I've allowed offenses and craziness to come in and get me off course. I'm sorry, Lord. Forgive me. In Jesus' name, amen. you've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to do me a favor. Log on to my website, atouchfromabove.org. Scroll down just a little bit. You'll see my email address there, Pastor Luana at atouchfromabove or Dr. Luana at atouchfromabove. You know what? I want to hear from you. Thank you so much for joining me this awesome, amazing day. And we're just getting started. God is so good. Oh, by the way, we're a listener-supported program. Do me a favor. Support our program. Your monthly gift will be such a blessing to reach the multitudes. All right? I love you. God bless you. Hope to hear from you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stein's. Give online at atouchfromabove.org.
A Touch from Above would like to invite you to our conference in May. When your heart is hit, don't quit. May 23rd, 24th, 25th. The cost is $225. For $225, you'll receive lodging for two nights and meals for the entire conference. The Word of God says, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Dr. Luana will be speaking throughout the whole weekend. She will share her experience in ministry. Through much heartache, she never quit. Are you weary and need encouragement, direction? Come and join us May 23rd, 24th, 25th. There's limited space and limited cabins, so you need to call and sign up as soon as possible. 760-315-1967. 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. God bless you.
A Mother's Story, a compelling book by Dr. Luana Steins, tells her heart-gripping story of how God can rescue even the least likely in the deepest trial and bring about His plan for her life. A single mother with a murdered husband who battled cancer and overcame impossible odds. Only God could perform such a rescue and bring about His plan for her life, and He can do it for you. This story by Dr. Luana Steins will inspire you and give you hope. Get your copy today for only $19.95 online at atouchfromabove.org or by calling 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. A Mother's Story.
A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is located in Ramona, California. Dr. Luana dedicated 25 beautiful acres for God's people to pray. Through much prayer, her life was changed. God placed His calling on her life through prayer. God's people from all over the world come and pray at this place. The best thing about our prayer mountain is God's presence is there. Do you need direction? Pray. Do you need help? Pray. Prayer will change your life. atouchfromabove.org is our website. atouchfromabove.org. Small cabins for private prayer. Large cabins to accommodate pastors with their leaders. A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is for you. Call and make your reservation today, 760-315-1967. Again, 760-315-1967. God bless you.
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry. Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.